Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I'm your host, Nielsen Denver. And in this show, sales margin, gross margin, markup and net margin. What they are and how to calculate them. When I start talking to business owners and I ask them, what are your margins on the products you sell? I see blank faces looking back at me. Or I get the reply, I'm making money. I know that much. I don't know exactly on every product. I ask them then, what does their monthly reports tell them they are making? If they do have monthly accounts, they tell me, well, that figure is wrong anyway. So how do these businesses stay in business? How do they know which products are making the money? So let's get back to basics and let's explain some of the main terms. To make it easier, we're going to sell only products, not services for the moment. The same principles will apply to product sales as they do to services. This example here now is for 1 month, but it can apply on a yearly basis or any other months or quarterly or whatever you're into. So our basic profit and loss statement is we have our total sale of goods for the month, and then we have less our cost of sales. Now our cost of sales is made up of the unsold stock of goods at the beginning of the month, your opening stock. You add the purchases of goods in that month, and then you take away any unsold stock of goods at the end of the month, your closing stock. So that's your cost of sales. So sales of goods less the cost of sales gives you your gross profit. So simple so far. So from our gross profit, we then deduct our overheads. That's all our running costs, your electricity, phones and all that type of stuff. And then this leaves us with our net profit. So some of the keywords from this are our total sales, cost of sales, gross profit, overheads and net profit. The terms we use to analyse our profit and loss statement are sales margin, also called gross margin, our markup, which is our markup on costs, and net margin. These are the terms you need to know and understand. And by the way, when we use the word margin, we mean margin in this case, as it means the difference. So margin means difference between. So this is not to be confused with margins that are used in a word processing document. The difference between sales value and the cost of sales value is our profit or our profit margin. That's the difference between sales and cost of sales. If the margin gets smaller, our profit is getting smaller, it's getting squeezed. You can express this profit or margin as a percentage of sales and calculate the sales margin. So if your sales are 1,000 euros, and your cost of sales are 600 euros, your profit is therefore 400 euros. That's 1,000 less than 600. Your gross margin is 40% or 400 divided by 1,000. So gross margin, remember, is also sales margin. So that is the gross profit, 400 euros, expressed as a percentage of the sales value, 1,000 euros. So for every 1,000 euro worth of goods you sell, you get to keep 400 euro. Or for every 100 euro you sell, you get to keep 40 euro. Or for 1 euro you sell, you get to keep 40 cent. The other 60 cent goes to your supplier. Now this is a simple calculation where you buy goods and sell goods. It does not take into account the cost of you delivering the goods to your customers, where you pay the carriage, nor does it take into account the cost of delivery to your premises of the goods where you pay the carriage. There is no point in selling an item for 10 euros with a sales margin of 40% and gives you a profit of 4 euro if the cost of delivering the item to your customer is 4 euro. You won't make any money on the sale. So be careful how you calculate your sales margin or gross margin. You may look profitable, but the other costs related to selling goods and also storing them may need to be taken into account to get your real sales margin. The other term people get confused with is markup. What markup means is taking the cost price of a good and marking it up by a percentage. So if you buy something for 200 euros and mark it up by 45%, you are adding 90 euros to the cost price and creating a selling price of 290 euros. So markup is calculated on cost. Sales margin or gross margin is calculated on the sales figure. So don't confuse the percentages. A 40% sales margin is not the same as a 40% markup. Remember that all your overheads have to be paid out of the gross profit. So which one should you use? Sales margin or markup? Well, sales margin is the easiest for sales reps to master, as everything is expressed as a percentage of sales. It's also easier to explain to a sales rep that you need an average, on average, to sell 20,000 at 30% and not just sell 20,000 at any cost. So instead of just setting sales turnover targets, you could also set sales margin targets. You can also give sales reps a price list and tell him he can offer certain discounts to different type of customers. He can offer volume discounts and give customers 10% off the list price. He can entice them with offers of 20% off the list price. And everyone back at head office knows how a customer's price is then calculated. It's a percentage off the list price. The advantage of markup is when the cost price of an item keeps changing wildly. Petrol is a good example of this. You can manage your selling price by just simply adding or marking up the cost price. If the price in this example of crude oil goes up, the price at the pump goes up accordingly. The petrol station keeps the same margin in percentage terms. So if the cost of a litre of petrol to a petrol station is €1 and he marks that up by 20%, his selling price is now €1.20. If the cost of petrol goes up to €1.10 and his markup remains at 20%, his selling price is now €1.32. Something to note here, he is actually making more profit when the price goes up. At a selling price of 120, his cost is €1, his profit is 20 cents per litre. At a selling price of 132, his cost is 110, but his profit is 22 cents per litre. But his markup still remains at 20%. Now, it's harder to get away with using the markup method with regular customers, as they want a price that does not vary. Just imagine going into your local shop and every day their cost price changes, so they charge you a new selling price. You wouldn't go in there too often because you'd never know what you're going to end up paying. So sales margins give you control over reps. Markups help you keep your margins, but you usually end up doing a bit of both. You'd be looking at your particular industry. Some products you just have to sell at a price and that's it, while others you can buy them in and you can add whatever percentage and people will pay for it. But you really need to understand both of them. There is a useful article on Wikipedia at www.wikipedia.org and just type in gross margin, which gives you more information on gross margin. I'll have it in the show notes. Now, our last one, the net margin. What is this net profit margin? Well, it tells you how much the bottom line profit of a company makes for every €1 it generates in revenue or sales. So after selling goods, paying for the goods, paying your overheads, including wages and a whole lot more, this is what's left, your net profit. And your net margin is a percentage of your total sales. So if your net margin is 4%, this indicates that for every €100 the business itself makes, it will be left with €4. And if the business pays dividends, that dividend comes out of this 4%, or in this case, this €4. But you won't get much dividend out of 4% of, let's say, 10,000 in sales, because that's only €400. But you might get a good dividend out of 4% of 1 million in sales, which is 40,000. The point I'm making here is that percentages can hide how well a business is performing. A business with €1 million in sales and a gross margin of 10% in money terms is worth €100,000, while this is better than a business with €200,000 and a bigger margin, which is 40%, in money terms, that's €80,000. So don't get too caught up in percentages. Real money counts. It's real money that pays the bills. Now, of course, your costs will also be reflected in the business. So if you're making 10% and your profit is 100,000, well, your overheads, if they're 100,000, well, you make zero profit. While if you sold 200,000 and made a gross profit of 40%, but only had overheads of 40,000, well, you're going to make a profit of 40,000. So watch those margins. Always look at the bottom line. Look at what money is coming into you. Now, so I hope you understand those margins and markups a little bit better. So when you get your annual accounts from your accountant, you can make some sense of the numbers. Also, when you are setting selling prices, you know how low you can go before you have to say no to a price a customer wants to buy at. That's it for this show. You can contact us in a number of ways. There is a contact form on the website. You can email the show at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the website. We love your comments, news, suggestions, or anything else you want to tell us about. If there's something you want us to talk about or discuss, please send us, contact us. If you're subscribing using iTunes, please go and rate our show on iTunes and help us move up the rankings. We're the only bookkeeping show in the world that we know of, so please vote us up. And again, thanks for listening.